We are looking at a soft focus photograph set in a tranquil garden. In the background, a woman in a white blouse and a long skirt holds the arm of a young girl dressed in a light-colored dress. Their interaction feels tender, the garden's calm atmosphere enveloping them. The young girl gazes at the woman in the foreground, seated on a chair with her back to the camera. Who is this woman to the child? Do they know each other? Perhaps. The presence of the other two adults, focused on the girl, hints at a shared bond between them all. The scene is bathed in a soft, dappled light filtering through the trees, imbuing the photograph with a serene and almost dreamlike quality. The composition guides the eye from the foreground figure to the gentle moment between the woman and child, inviting us to feel their connection. Yet there is a fourth, invisible presence, the photographer. As we consider the child's gaze, we might wonder, is she looking at the woman with the fashionable hat or at the man behind the camera? What the child cannot know, of course, is that she's also looking at us, viewers of the 21st century. The people in the photograph are long gone, and yet we witness a moment frozen in time. This child, full of curiosity and innocence, has likely grown into someone with a lifetime of experiences behind her. In a way, that makes old photographs so captivating. Roland Barthes once said, "What the photograph reproduces to infinity has occurred only once." The photograph mechanically repeats what could never be repeated existentially. In this image, the moment we witness is irretrievably lost, yet it remains with us, captured forever in the photograph. The warmth and nostalgia of this image are deepened by the knowledge that, in some way, the child we see here is still with us, caught in the gaze of a photograph.